In the page of 41, the page of 41. Point one, huh? The cause of longevity before the flood. Original teaching material have note 3. And this only for information, huh? No definite conclusion yet. Presumption, some kind of presumption, because the canopy was break down, the water came down, and then there was no outer layer of the water to fear out the harmful radiation, so, and also reduce of the pressure in the world, so the lifespan becomes shortened. And this only for information, don't have any biblical foundation at all for your reference. The second part, too, Enoch walked with God. Now we come back to the Genesis chapter 5. Let me ask you a question. In the book of Genesis chapter 5, the Bible spent from verse 3 to verse 20, the Bible spent 18 verses to describe who and who died and who and who died and who and who died. Did that make sense? One of you has asked me before, your Bible waste of the page, right? He died and buried, finished. How come he recorded in the Bible? Why Bible had to, Bible is the words of God, right? Why God had to put, and this one died and that one died? Anyone have any thought? Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Chapter 2 verse 17, you look into the chapter 2 verse 17, God told Adam, in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. The day you eat that, you shall die. So spiritually, when Adam eat the fruit, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden. His spiritual relation with God cut off. That means he has no part with the kingdom of God. So when a person commits sin, in that right moment, spiritually, he died already. His relation with God totally cut off. The God take away the Holy Spirit, and he has no communication with God anymore. So spiritually, the person died instantly. However, a person commit mortal sin may live longer life than we are, right? So in the book of Psalm chapter 33, or which chapter, right? There was a righteous person, look at the evil one, enjoy prosperity. He really feel jealous. I observe the words of God every day. You see, sometimes I'm sick and I'm dying in very early age. And that guy commits sin every day. You see, so healthy, and the life is so good, the business is so good, and live until 80 years old, never sick, and still don't have the sign of dying. Right? So this righteous person look at this phenomenon, and still the heart is not balanced. Why? Where is God? Where is God? It's same thing. When Adam commits sin, he did not die physically in that right moment. Still live for a long, long time. But eventually, he died physically. So from here, you understand there are two kinds of death. The first death is spiritual death, means you separate with God, then you die. You lose salvation of your soul. And there's other kind of death, means physical death. You die and you bury on the ground. Which kind of death is more terrible, more horrible? Which kind of death is more terrible? Which kind? Huh? Spiritual death. Theoretically, huh? I think all the Christians know spiritual death is more terrible. That's only theoretically. But in practical sense, a lot of people fear the physical death more than spiritual death. You look the way they live their life. They don't care. Right? They don't care. They live a sinful life pattern. They keep on committing sin. They divorce and remarry. They have fornication. They cheat. They lie. They do every evil things. And right? That means they don't care about spiritual death. If they really care, then they will never live that kind of life. So theoretically, spiritual death is more terrible than the physical death. But in the practical sense, most of people, they don't see about the severe death, but they did see the physical death. Right? Even the parents the same. Even the parents the same. When the children, don't want to eat the food for a few days, and the parents start to worry some, right? And when the children are sick or a car accident was hit down, knocked down by the car, the parents cry and send the children to the hospital, right? Yes, because you are afraid of your children die physically. But if you look into the spiritual sense, our children don't come to the church. Our children give a worldly lifestyle. Our children forsake God. Our children sin against God. I don't know how many parents really cry about this. I don't know. So in practical sense, a lot of people fear the physical death more than the spiritual death. But actually, the spiritual death is more terrible. Why? Because the physical death, actually, when you die, in the moment you die, your physical body loses the conscience. But spiritual death is not the same according to the book of Revelation chapter 20 or 22. What is the meaning of spiritual death? Your soul will put into the what? Eternal fire, burning fire. How terrible that will be. I was told and I read some kind of article in the ancient time China. The most tragic way, the most cruel way to punish a criminal. Do you know what is that in China? They don't have so-called crucifixion, but they do have a some special way. They boil the oil, cooking oil, boiling, right? And use a knife to tie a person and dip the person into the cooking oil. How do you feel that? You all of a sudden look in your feet, right? Your feet are deep into the boiling oil, right? And become tempura. Okay? And you can smell. You can smell your physical body is burning. That really a torture. Right? That is the most cruel way to punish a criminal. But in the future, according to the revelation, the burning fire will never cease, and you will never lose the conscience. You will keep on awakened, and keep on burning you. That is very terrible. My children always screaming when they saw a fly or they saw an insect screaming. I told them, if you went to the Africa, even the desert is colorful and crawling everywhere. When you sleep in the desert jumping around, you will scream to die, right? But in the future, you go to the hell. How did Jesus describe the hell? The insect keep on biting you. All your body flow covered by the end, covered by the beat, right? Keep on sting on you. How do you feel? You can never imagine how painful that will be. So you really believe the suffering in the hell, I tell you, if your children commit sin or your children turn cold in faith, you will cry bitterly, because that kind of death is far more terrible than the physical death. So when Adam commits sin, he was driven out of the garden. Spiritually, he died. But 100 years later, he died physically. So there are two kinds of death. And human history developed to the Genesis chapter 5, evolved to Genesis chapter 5. We are facing the deadlock. you have no other way to escape. Everyone have to surrender in death. So no wonder the Solomon's sign, everything is vanity. When you bury together with you bury a king together with a beggar, just bury side by side. What's the difference? What's the difference? The only difference may be the size of the tomb. Because he is a king, so the size of tomb is bigger. Or the coffin, because he is a king, maybe he is a bronze copper of the coffin, best one, right? But you look into the inside the coffin, all the same, a white bone. No difference. No difference. So we have to realize the reality of life as early as possible. If you realize the reality of the life, you will never be deceived. You will never be deceived. So don't envy on other people's worldly achievement. If anybody had worldly achievement without God, I tell you, that is the most pitiful person in the world. Because everything is turned into vanity, empty. Spiritual and physical death will finish everything. Will finish everything. I think you are very young age. You are supposed to have a dream, right? You are supposed to have your own goal. Be ambitious. Maybe I tell you this is too what? Too negative, right? Some of the parents request the full-time minister, don't talk about the ecclesiastics. Because my son come back say, why I have to study? Everything is vanity. That is not the main purpose of ecclesiastics. Ecclesiastics is trying to destroy your own old concept. What is the older concept? The goal of the life is to enjoy your life. That is wrong. After your old concept been torn down, then the new concept can be built up. What is the new concept? The purpose of life is to serve God. It's to glorify Him. If the old building never turned down, how can you build a new building? Right? If your old clothes never take off, how can you put on the new clothes? It's impossible. So the book of Ecclesiastes keep on emphasizing vanity and vanity and vanity. It try to tear down your older concept. My life is to what? Achieve something in the world, to enjoy my life. That's wrong. That will turn out to be vanity. After you understand this, then you can re-establish the biblical concept, spiritual concept. Worshipping God, glorifying His name, is the goal of life. Pursuing the image of God, the likeness of Jesus. That is the most important thing you have to do. So, human being are turned to, when the history of human developed into Genesis chapter 5, we are already facing the dead end. So death is so powerful, nobody has ever victorious over death. Nobody has ever conquered death. Right? When death comes, the king says, I surrender, right? The most prominent doctors, when death comes, the doctors say, I give up my license, and finish, right? And the most mighty commander win a lot of battle. When death comes, I surrender. Everyone surrender, even the Nobel Prize. When death comes, I surrender. Everybody raise their hand, I surrender. Not surrender to Jesus, but surrender to death. Why? Because we have sinned. However, out of this kind of desperation, then you can see a hope. You can see a hope. And what is the hope? Verse 21. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Chapter 5, verse 21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after the birth of Methuselah. 300 years, and had other sons and daughters. Verse 23. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God, he was not, and he was, for God took him. So Enoch never experienced death. God took him up directly. How many people in the Bible never experienced that? Two. Who are the other one? Elijah. Who will be the third one? I don't know, maybe someone among you, huh? If we discuss well, then you can go. We are experienced there. But most of people, 99.9%, have to go through that. Okay. So you look into the situation. Everybody died. One person never died. Eno never died. Directly went back to heaven. Why? What is the reason? What is the reason? Look into the Bible. What is the reason? Because he walked with God. So this is give us a hint. Give us a hint. Every people will die, but one kind of person will not die. What kind of person? The person who walked with God will never die. Even though the person died physically, the Bible considers the person as sleep. Now, when you sleep, you are going to wake up, right? When you die, you will never wake up. So for a spiritual sense, pass away, we call the person fall asleep. Because in the second coming of Jesus, they are going to all wake up, resurrected. And when you look into walk with God, let us think about, according to the book of Amos, Chinese translation, what is the prerequisite for two persons to walk with each other? 阿摩斯书有一节啊, 不能够什么岂能同行, 同心, if you have no, if you cannot have the same heart, how can you walk together? Really, you can try. You can try. When you go to the park, you can always see the parents and children take a walk. And the parents are very old, so walk slowly, and the children just walk in front of them. If the speed is not the same, you can never walk together. Right? And the direction is different. You can never walk together. So when two persons want to walk together, the two persons must have the same heart. One mind, one heart. So Eno walked together with God 300 years. 300 years. That means Eno lived a life according to God's will. Same heart with God. This is the most difficult part. Everything we do exactly according to God's will. Exactly, 100% according to God's will. That is the most difficult part. If you can live that kind of life, surely you are going to experience God is with you all the times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right? Because you follow God's will exactly. So nowadays, our life is so far away from God's will. Very far away from God's will. That's the reason there is a gap between man and God, because we live very far away from God's will. So in order to do work with God, we have to understand what is the heart of God. When you are young, there was a brother told me, say, I am the most lonely period of time is when my daughter is in a teenager. I asked him why. He said, when my daughter is in the teenager, she tried to demonstrate she is an adult. She just tried to don't care about my opinion. She had tried to have her own opinion. And then the father feel that the children cannot understand the thinking of the father. Physically, they live under the same roof. But in terms of their heart, they are so far away from each other. That kind of life is very difficult. Very difficult. Even the marriage is the same. Husband and wife sleep in the same bed. And sometimes they have different kind of heart. And that kind of marriage, sooner or later, is going to break up. Same heart. In order to have same heart, only if you have same heart, you can walk together. So Eno walked together with God 300 years. This is not unusual. This is unusual. Set a good example for us. But you look carefully. When did Eno walk together with God? He walked with God after the birth of Methuselah. Right? When he was 65 years old, right? He had a son called Methuselah. And then he walked together with God. So from what inner experience, you can have a spiritual insight. Huh? In the Roman Catholics, they discourage the fathers and what? And the nun, right? From getting married. For they consider getting married, you defy yourself. Only when you are single, then you can serve God wholeheartedly. But actually, it's not so. Now, you see Enoch get married. Enoch have son, right? And Enoch walked together with God 300 years. So it's not necessary you are single and you can have a pure heart to serve God. Not necessary. So in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul even encouraged the widow to remarry. It's better to get married than to be consumed by your own passion. So Enoch walked together with God after he had child. So this is what we can learn. And then he gave a son, the son called Mathusala. What is the meaning of Mathusala? You look into the teaching material, page 41. Page 41A. Enoch in Hebrew means dedication. Mathusala in Hebrew means man of javelin, or when he died, judgment. Oh, this is a very serious word. When he died, judgment is still going to come. What is the judgment? The flood is coming. So the ear, you look into this. So God named Enoch, son Mathusala, to warn Enoch of the destruction of the world and Mathusala's death. Truly, in the year of Mathusala's death, God destroyed the world with flood. So it is not easy for Enoch to walk together with God. Why? Because when Enoch died, the flood is going to come. Why does the flood is going to come? God is not making a show, do you know? God is a God of justice. God is a God of mercy. So God will never destroy the world. Destroy the world without any reason. And the reason God destroyed the world is because the world was sinful. And Enoch walked together with God 300 years in an era, in a generation full of sin. So you can see it is really, really difficult. So Enoch was really a very distinguished person, very outstanding person. He had to live a life against the trend, against the tide of that generation. So it's very easy we can be confirmed by the world. Last time in a youth spiritual communication, I talked with the youth in Garden Grove Church. The way we can tell you are confirmed by the world is from where? From the way you dress yourself and from your hairstyle. I have no intention to do anything, but after second day, I saw a brother just shaved all the hair. Become bald-headed because the brother had a dying hair. And later on I asked you, I never force you to shave your head. He said, I make my own decision. I like it. If you shave your hair, then what? It's easy to take care of. Do you know? When you get up, you don't have to comb your hair, right? And your hair is so short. When you take a shower, you no need for you to put on shampoo because your hair is so short. So if all the youth, you are worrying about your hairstyle, I cannot follow this, I can follow that. The best way is what? As short as possible. The best way. You have no worry about yourself, right? So the worldly trend is easy. We will drift away. Drift away from the godly life. So Enoch was an unusual person. Unusual person. Walk together with God 300 years. Now you see page 41, point B. Enoch lived a sinful generation. He was the seventh generation from Adam through Seth. The same generation as Lamech, Jude 14. But Enoch preserved his faith and walked with God. So it is unusual. How can we understand God's will fully? How? Now let's look into the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. How can we have the full knowledge of God's will? That means we need to have the spiritual wisdom and understanding. Oh, if you have a spiritual wisdom and understanding, then you can fully understand God's will. Oh, where comes the spiritual wisdom and understanding? There are two ways. The first way is what? From the words of God. The second way is from the Holy Spirit, revelation of Holy Spirit. So if you are filled by the Holy Spirit and you fully understand the will of God, then if you fully understand the teaching of the Bible, then you can fully understand God's will. Oh. So in this generation, God has no need to show a lot of vision in order to let you understand God's will, because all the God's will contained in the Bible. Oh. So if you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you look into the Bible, by the movement of the Holy Spirit, a lot of things you can understand God's will. Even you cannot find the answer from the Bible, you pray, you are moved by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, just like the pillar of the fire, will guide you towards God's will. So that is what we have to pursue, to live your life according to God's will. And then your life will never regret, because you walk together with God. And that kind of life is what we want to pursue. Okay. Now we look into page 41. The right column, first line. 1. He walked with God, had the same mind and heart as God. Has an intimate relation with God, the friend of God. Walk in God's way and obey God's words. When the children is still young, the parents have to spend a lot of time to communicate with children, to let the children know what the father or mother think. But when the children gradually grown up, the children is mature enough to understand the heart of the parent. So sometimes the parent just look at the children, and the children know what my mother realize want me to do. What my father's will, because they are mature enough. So we grow into spiritual maturity, and it's easier for you to understand God's will. And that is a precondition to walk with God. Walk with God, preach the warning to save the soul. 2. He walked with God 300 years. The longest and most persistent faith in the history of mankind. 300 years. Do you know? Those who are good may not be good forever. Human beings are changing from time to time, right? Even though you look into yourself, if you draw a diagram of your face, the diagram may be just like the diagram of Dao Jun, up and down, up and down, right? Maybe after the spiritual convocation, just by the stock in 1995, 6, 7, all the way up, right? Do you know when it will be the correction? I don't know. After you went back home a few months, there is a spiritual correction. And then you're down, right? So we as a human being, when you are good, may not be good forever. So we have to be watchful about ourselves. You see, David was good, very young, right? David was very good. But was he good when he was a king? When he was a king, he take a nap until what? The sunset. The corruption of the life. Take the nap until the sunset. So he lose the heart of watchfulness.
watchfulness.
No, and he can be seen.
You
look into Rebecca, right? Rebecca is the one. No? Spiritually, physically, beauty.
Oh.
So at that time, when the husband of Rebecca married Rebecca, in that village, almost everybody look at the husband and say, oh, I really admire you, right? You married Rebecca.
Oh.
So beautiful, spiritually, physically. But when Rebecca was old, was Rebecca beautiful? Was Rebecca beautiful? I don't know. Physically, I don't know. Huh? But spiritually, Rebecca taught her son how to cheat. Is that beautiful? Not really. Oh, not really. So for those who are good, may never good forever.
Oh,
but if you are watchful about yourself, keep on pursuing, you can become better and better and better. Just like Paul and just like Eno. Walk together with God 300 years.
The church, I took the letter with me. I said, wait, look at the letter. How did you write to me? I want to follow Jesus. I want to do this and what? When his face turning cold, he said, well, at that time when I wrote the letter, maybe I was out of my own mind. Right? Human beings are changing. So we are weak. So we need help. Other people's help. When other people are weak, you have to help the person. The world people walk together with God 300 years. Okay. Three. He was taken by God like Elijah. Taken by God like Elijah. How wonderful they will be. Without experiencing death and went back to heaven directly. We, Noah and the flood. Noah and the flood. I think you are very familiar with this paragraph. So we just read the teaching material and we are going to go through this portion. One, the reason for the destruction of with the flood, warning of the last days. The Son of God married the daughter of man. The Son of God, the son of Seth, the descendant of faith. But do not refer to the angel, daughter of man, the descendant of Cain, the descendant without faith. So married to the non-believer, one would gradually lose the faith and depart from God. Marriage that results from the outward beauty would not please God. Why the people? Why the people in that generation many a non-believer? You look into the answer. Chapter 6, verse 2. And the Son of God saw the daughter of man were fair, and they took to wife such of them as they choose. Okay, so they saw the daughter of man was fair, was beautiful. When a person grow into middle age, or 250 or 60, you look, the wrinkles start to appear, right? Even use the cosmetics, you can never hide the aging, the signs of aging. Once I visited a sister, I think I mentioned before, I visited a sister. He lived in a convalescent house. On top of the table, there was a black and white photo, was taken decades ago. All the photos so beautiful, like a movie star. And I asked the sister, who was she? The sister was baptized according to her own account. She was baptized by the son of Paul Wei. Do you know who is Paul Wei? Wei Baoluo. He's the holy worker of our church. She came from mainland China to Taiwan. And then she feel a little bit embarrassed. She told me that that is me when I was 18. But I took the picture compared with the elderly sister. It's different. I can never see if there's any similarity. It's different. So the outer beauty will fade away gradually. Oh. So this is not a guarantee of a happy marriage. Oh, no, this is not a guarantee. You look into the Hollywood. Hollywood are most of the movie stars living in Hollywood, right? They are the most beautiful person, so they qualify to be a movie star. That most of the broken marriage happen in Hollywood. So the generation of Noah married only because they saw the daughter of the non-believer beauty. Okay, when next one, Mary that result from the outer beauty would not please God. B, every intent of thought was evil. Thought had been taken up by evil, and the heart had become darkened. Sin and immorality will become the natural result. When you compare the generation Noah and our generation, I tell you, our sin in this generation are not lighter than the sin committed by the generation Noah. Our sin even heavier. You see the generation Noah, they don't have drug. Right now we use the drug, right? A lot of violence we commit even far more serious. So God destroyed that generation because of sin, violence and sexual immorality. Surely God is going to destroy this generation. The thought of that generation was evil. Today it is the same. It is the same. If somebody invented a mirror, and put into the church, anybody stand in front of the mirror, you can look into your own thought. How many people dare to stand in front of the mirror? If somebody invented a camera, right? I take a picture, I can take out what you are thinking inside your heart. Nobody dare to take the picture. So outwardly, we dress very beautiful, put on the tie, look like a gentleman, right? But who knows what is inside your mind? So the generation of Noah is the same. It's the same. Outwardly, they look beauty, handsome. But inwardly, the thought is corrupted. It's sinful. Today is the same. It's very difficult to keep our mind pure. When you go out, a lot of distraction, a lot of temptation, right? TV, a lot of temptation inside. Page 41. D. Valuing material life and pursuing physical enjoyment and pleasure. Wasting the grace of God on the life of indulgence and pleasure. According to what Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, how did Jesus describe the generation of Noah? The generation of Noah only care about what? Eating, drinking, and marrying. Only care about the happiness of the physical body, the happiness of the present life. So when Noah preached a warning, please be reminded, the flood is coming. You have to come into the ark. All that generation just look at Noah with strained eyes. Noah, what are you talking about? The ark is coming. You look into the sky, right? Today is how many degrees? More than 80 degrees, right? Weather is so hot. How come it's possible? There is a storm. Everybody teases Noah. Because they did by sight. They did not did by faith. But Noah firmly believed whatever God said will be fulfilled. That's the difference between Noah and that generation. So today, if you go out to the school on September, right? The school begin. And then all the classmates is going to share together, what did you do during the summertime? And you start to say, I attend the NYTS, right, to improve my spirituality, prepare myself ready for the second coming of Jesus. Everyone look at it, what are you talking about? Are you sane or you are the same person? Right? So when you talk about this, everybody will laugh at you. In the summertime, you are supposed to have fun, right? Go here, go there, right? Climb the mountain, right? Swimming and this and that. Join the activity to have fun. How come you attend the NYTS? So our concept, our lifestyle based on faith. But the people in the world based on sight, based on what they see. That's the big difference. So when the generation Noah witnessed, oh, the heavy cloud is covering, right? And they start to saw that the heavy rain is dropping. All of a sudden they feel, oh, Noah's warning is true. Noah's warning is true. They keep on knocking the door. Noah, I believe it's too late. Why? Because the Bible say, who closed the door of ark? Who closed the door of ark? Huh? Huh? God or Noah? Yeah, let me put a vote. Huh? Who closed the door of Noah's ark? Is Noah or is God? It's God. Oh, maybe that door is too big. And Noah has only have 8 person, right? The whole family 8 person, and out of 8 person, 4 of them are women. They may try very hard to raise up the gate, right? Oh, and very difficult, very difficult. So later on, God look at them. Let me close the door for you. So once the door closed, that means what? The salvation finished. The opportunity finished. So the heavy rain come and the ark start to flow over the water, right? Then when the flood reached to the table level, they climb up to the roof. When the flood reached to the roof, they climb up to the top of the palm tree. And when the flood reached to the top of palm tree, where do they go? They have nowhere to go. So everybody drowned. Why they die? It is not because God did not love them. God give them opportunity, but they choose to what? Abandon the opportunity. It's the same token with this generation. God loves the world, so God give the people in the world opportunity, but a lot of people choose to abandon that opportunity. They rather to enjoy the life more than prepare themselves for second coming of Jesus. So we have to learn from the warning of the flood. 41. The authority of the Noah's Ark, point 2. Now you turn to the page 42. Now, over 200 recording of different culture and nations, the proof of the fossils, the proof of the astrology, that's for your own information, because 1994 or 1995, if you really pay attention, in the CBS, the television station of CBS, there was a special program called Noah's Ark, right? A person claimed that he visited Noah's Ark site and even used a saw to cut off a piece of Noah's Ark and bring back. It really, the Noah's Ark was just a black color. It seems had gone through a long, long age. But after about 1 or 2 years, an article surfaced in the Times magazine. The author of that film, producer of that film, confessed, where come this piece of the wood? He himself cut a piece of wood in the California somewhere, in the forest, and used the charcoal fire to scorch into the black color. They try to deceive the people. This is the ark, the piece of ark from the ark. And then nowadays there's another film being produced, proclaimed that there's a Noah's Ark was buried somewhere. One day a sister in Bowen Park Church give me a copy of the Popular Mechanics in one issue, I don't know, about 6 months ago. They did mention the Noah's Ark was discovered. And then I read another article talking about after they do some kind of thorough investigation, they have a question about whether Noah's Ark is really underneath. So this discovery of Noah's Ark is only for our information. So you know there's this kind of theory service. Since we cannot prove from the Bible, we just take it for information only. Now we don't have to argue about this. That had nothing to do with our salvation. Okay. Page 42. 3, point 3. A righteous man, Noah. The righteous man, Noah. In the generation of Noah, Noah was a quite unusual person. Noah was a perfect man. Now you look into Genesis. Where did the Bible say Noah was a perfect man? Okay. Chapter 6, verse 9. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. And these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a righteous person, blameless in his generation. Please pay carefully, pay attention. He was blameless in that generation. What does that mean? Relatively speaking, not absolutely speaking, relative speaking. When Noah compared with that generation, he was blameless and he was righteous. But when Noah compared with God, when Noah compared with God, Noah still have sin. Do you know? So in the book of Isaiah, took all our righteousness in front of God are filthy. So in the absolute standard of God, nobody is perfect. Nobody has no sin. Okay. So relative speaking, Noah walked with God. Right? In chapter 6, verse 9. Chapter 6, verse 9. And there was a generation of Noah. Noah's righteous friendless in that generation, he walked with God. I read a book written by a pastor from the other churches. And this book was in once, they say decades ago, was the most popular book. The pastor asked himself a question. If Jesus is here, what will Jesus do? Okay. If you try to ask a question about yourself, then you find out that there is a lot of challenge, right? There's a lot of challenge. You are facing some kind of decision. Then you think about it. If Jesus is here, what will Jesus do? Don't think about Jesus. Let us think about Paul. If Paul is here, what will Paul do? Now is a weekend, a long weekend, after attending Sabbath. If Paul is here, what will Paul do? Maybe Paul will continue fast and pray, right? Right? But after the Sabbath, some of you, right, let us relax and go to see a movie. Let us relax and go to a nightclub. That Jesus, what Jesus will not do. So if you put yourself in the position of Jesus or Paul, then you will find out to walk with Jesus actually needs a lot of spiritual transformation. Without that kind of spiritual transformation, almost impossible you walk with Jesus. Because that needs very high spirituality. And Noah was the one who was a righteous person and walked with God. Tomorrow we continue.